Good to be with you again.
很高兴与大家在一起。
First, it's Mother's Day.
今天是母亲节。
It actually relates to the word. I didn't plan it that way.
这不是我计划的讲道。
So what's a mother's chief function?
所以妈妈最重要的事情是什么呢？
Mommies know. What's a mother's chief function?
所以妈妈们最大的工作是什么呢？
It's to nurture.
是养育。
Is that not true?
是这样的吗？
How many mothers do we have?
这里面有多少个妈妈？
Right? Mother's chief function is to nurture.
妈妈最大的工作就是养育。
Now, she has other functions, many, but when it comes to that child, it's to nurture.
当然妈妈要做很多的事情，但是对孩子来说最重要的事情就是养育他们。
So, my brother says he's been doing things to try to get an awareness of how we can bless one another and encourage one another.
所以我的弟兄跟我说，我们要想想看，我们能够如何来能够彼此鼓励，来彼此建造。
So that's the point of this talk. How do we do that? What does it take?
所以今天呢，我们就要讲一讲，就是彼此的鼓励、建立这种养育的过程是怎么来弄。
If you have a Bible app or a Bible, I'm going to take the time to find each scripture. I would ask you to do it with me, so people streaming can do the same thing.
他说我们今天不着急，你们如果有圣经或者有一个圣经在手机上的话，我们是一点一点的顺着圣经来找这些经节，我们不着慢慢来。
And so the title of the talk.Which is word, faith, and action. We're going to cover those three areas because they're necessary.
所以今天的那个主要的讲道是关于神的话语、信心，还有我们的行为。
And the first one we want to cover is the word.
所以我们第一先要讲的是神的话语。
Because it's one of the basics for a believer.
这是一个我们信仰的基石。
Now, when you don't know Jesus Christ, you've never made a commitment to Him, the word doesn't mean so much.
如果你还不认识主的话，神的话对你的话是没有多大的作用。
Because the whole in the human heart wants to reach to God.
因为我们的心里呢是希望能够伸向神的。
And so someone shares the gospel or shares about Christ.And they reach to him, but they don't know about the word at that point. They just have heard.
刚刚开始的时候，有人向不信的人传福音的时候，他们的心里是有一个渴望的，但是他们不理解神的话。
And so when that unbeliever makes that step of faith, he becomes a believer, and then something begins to happen, and the word changes.
所以当一个不信的人，凭着信心迈出这一步的时候，忽然之间，一切的事情就不一样了。神的话忽然就有功效了。
One of the things that marks the church today in general is that they forget the living word.
现在的教会当中最大的一个目的就是，很多时候我们都忘记了神的话语。
And when you first come to Jesus, that attraction to the word drives that person toward God. They want to know more.
我们记不记得我们刚刚信主的时候，心里是如此的火热，每天渴望神的话语，把我们引领到神的面前来。
And I want Faylene to step up here for a minute. We're both going to give a testimony for a period of time in two different places in the United States.
所以呢，我现在叫Faylene上来，我们两个人要分享一些最近发生的一些事情。
Because I want you to remember something. When you first came to God, something.All of a sudden, the word changes, and you want more of it.
所以我要大家知道的是，当我们一旦信主之后，忽然神的话语对我们就有极大的吸引力。
If you've forgotten what that is like, then perhaps you need to rethink where you are.
所以如果我们信主多年已经忘记了这样的感觉的话，今天我们可能要重新思想这样的事情。
Because it's a mark of a new believer, and not to be forgotten.
所以对神话语的渴望。是我们信主的一个标志，我们不能忘记。
Okay, he wants me to share with you what happened when I was 22, and I knew I believed in Jesus. I had added him to my life.
所以呢，我要分享一下，我二十二岁的时候呢，我就知道了耶稣。我希望把耶稣加到我的生命当中来。
So I lived in a culture. I lived in a generation of young people that were around at that time that were they called us hippies.
哦、oh, ，他说他那个时候二十二岁的时候，那时候世界上最流行的那个文化是嬉皮士文化。
But that was our generation.
但是我们这代人都是那个时代过来的。
But it didn't satisfy anything because it was different than our parents' generation. It still lacked what I needed in life. So at 22, after having made a lot of mistakes, and just adding Jesus to my life was not enough.
所以呢，他说嬉皮士文化呢，其实是跟老一代的文化不一样的，是追求自由，追求爱。但是他发现其实也不解决什么问题，然后呢，就算把耶稣加到生命当中呢，其实也不解决什么问题。
And I was not very different from lots of young people in that were my age, but there came a night when it was enough, and I was on my knees, and I said, "I don't want to run my life anymore. I want you to."
他说，这样经过了一段时间之后，他说我自己就受够了。他有一天晚上，他跪在地上说：“主啊，我已经受够了，我不要再掌控我自己的生命了，我要你来掌管我的生命。”
And something happened then. The ownership of it and just adding Jesus to my life was not enough. I had to add mine to him for him to come in and me to be in him.And just enjoy this new fellowship with him.
他说，只是我如果自己抓着自己的主权，把耶稣加在这个上面，是完全不可能解决问题的。我要做的是要把我加到主的生命当中，然后与主形成一个亲密的关系，然后一切就会不一样。
Because I was now alive.
我感觉到我终于活过来了。
And I was hungry.
我总是对神的话语很饥饿。
Like a new baby.
就像一个宝宝一样。
You don't have to tell them to start sucking. They just do.
对，我们不需要教小孩子吃奶，他们自然知道。
It comes with being alive, is that hunger for growth. And where was I going to find it? Not in my culture, not in my parents. I had to go, and I was hungry to read his words to me.And they became his words to me, and I needed it all the time.
他说这样的饥渴感的话，是你，是我，存活的表现，最重要的表现。他说我每一天都渴望神的话语，不是从文化里面来，也不是从我父母那里来，而是从圣经当中，每一天都让我得到饱足。
And The other young people, my age and older and younger, that were meeting Jesus began to carry their Bibles everywhere. Everywhere.
所以那时候我们作为一群年轻人，他们就每天到处都带着圣经，每一个地方。
You could see us reading our Bibles while someone was cutting our hair in the beauty shop.
在那个理发店剪头的时候也在看圣经。
That's when they recorded the Bible so we could listen to it on a CD or a cassette or anything. We had it going all the time.
Yeah, 因为那个时候不知道大家记不记得录音带，大家很多现代人年轻人都不认识了录音带。因为那个时候需要到处大家都想听到圣经的话，就有录音带，还有 CD， 所以大家在各个地方都可以听到神的话语。
And young people would gather together and they would sit in a room and we sat so close together that.You couldn't leave until everybody left. And we listened to a man who just opened up the scripture and would begin to read. And he read the scripture and he fed our souls.
所以很多年轻人有的时候就住在一个很挤的一个房间里面，甚至挤到这种程度，如果不是大家都站起来离开了，都不能离开这个房间，大家就听一个人给大家来读神的话语。
So that was the move of God that happened across the United States in the 1970s and early 1980s.
所以在70年代到80年代初的时候，这是神在美国的工作。
I received Jesus Christ in the Charlottesville, actually in the Southern Maryland area, and then was at University of Virginia, and the same thing was happening, the same kinds of things.
他说同样的事情也发生在我的身上。我在 UVA 的时候就接受了主。
I personally had studied engineering 4 years, and I was going to spend half of my fifth year of school in the mountains, and the other half doing a few extra courses.
所以呢，我已经上了4年的课。第五年的时候，我本来是应在山里面做一些工作，另外再做一些课外的工作。
But I met Jesus, and that hunger that Faylene talked about happened to me, and so I would go to meeting after meeting after meeting for a year.
他说。但是这样的饥饿感也在我的身上发生了，所以我是去了一个又一个的那个关于神的话语的查经。
Lots of things happened at those meetings, but the one thing that was always present was the Word.
在每一次的我们的聚会当中，我们做很多很多的事情，但是有一件事情是永远不变的，就是神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, if you've forgotten.A hunger for the word. You must understand. When people come to Jesus, this is what feeds them.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你已经失去了对神的话语的渴慕的话，你们要记得，让我们得到心灵得到饱足的是神的话语。
And if you are no longer hungry for it, they won't be. They'll go somewhere else.
如果你对神的话语没有饥饿感的话，神的话语就会离开你。
And so if we're to encourage each other, that's the subject of what we're talking about, then something has to want in our hearts to know His Word.
所以我们如果要彼此鼓励的话，我们要彼此在神的话语当中来鼓励。
Doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Doesn't mean you have to know it like a Bible study graduate. It means, though, that you're attracted to it. You want to know it.
这不是说我们要完完全全的理解圣经，这不是说我们可以完美，也不是说我们要上神学院，而是我们对神的话语这种渴望，这种吸引。
Luke，
在路加福音
，First verses，
第一章第四节。
You read them, or they were in the bulletin, I think. In starting verse 3, it seemed good to me also.Having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account to for you, most excellent Theophilus, so as a Greek ruler, that you may have certainty, surety of the things that you have been taught.
所以在路加福音第一章第三到第四节说，这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的，是确确实实的。
And the beginning of Acts in the first verses addresses the same person and continues the story.
所以呢，这是路加写给一个提阿非罗大人的。
And in those days, in that century, when people came to Jesus Christ, they gathered to hear the apostles until things were written. And then when they were written, they were passed from one city to another because the hunger of the word could not be stopped.
所以在那个时代呢，刚刚开始的时候，大家是从使徒那里听到他们讲耶稣的事情。然后后来他们写下来之后呢，这些经文就被传从一个城市传到另一个城市，大家总是听不够，因为大家都是对此无比的饥饿。
So let's go to Psalm 138.
所以下面请大家翻到诗篇138篇第二节。
There are many scriptures that say the same thing that this verse says, but consider it. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Speaks of relationship and love. But notice the last part. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word.
所以呢，在这一节里面讲到，我要向你的圣殿下拜， 为你的慈爱和诚实称赞你的名，因你使你的话显为大，过于你所应许的。
So the hunger that went across the Mediterranean and that part of Asia, the thing that was passed the most were the precious parchments and letters and witnesses of Jesus Christ that spread from one place to another. It marked the turn and the spread of the gospel.
所以呢，在使徒时期的时候呢，大家对神的话语的渴望，就是从小亚细亚、土耳其那边一直到地中海都传了开来。这是一个福音的一个重要的转折点。
Brothers and sisters, what happens? I mentioned this 2 or 3 years ago. What happens if 10 people get saved next week?
所以弟兄
姐妹, and they come here.
如果下一个星期有十个人信了主来到这里,
what happens?
什么事情会发生呢?
10 unredeemed people come to Jesus.
十个从不信的人到信主
，just like babies，
就像宝宝们一样
，they're hungry，
他们饥饿。
Can you feed them？
你能够喂养他们吗
？Like I was fed，
就像我当年被喂养一样。
If you've known the Lord 15 or 20 years and you cannot do that， you need to do business with God， because you've got to feed them。
如果你已经信主十五年了，信主二十年了，你还不能够喂养别人的话，你要好好的学习圣经，因为你要喂养别人。
And it's not a mental anguish thing; it's their hunger to know Him.
啊，我这里讲到他们需要的喂养，不是一个心理上的一个安慰，而是他们内心的一个饥渴。
And when they're not in church and not in a meeting, and when they're home and when they lay their head down to go to bed, this is what they will go to.If you've taught them.
所以我们如果教他们教得好的话，他们在家里的时候，在他们一个人的时候，他们想要依赖的就是神的话语。
So an essential part of encouragement to one another must include the word.
所以我们如果要彼此鼓励的话，并不仅仅是人的话，而是要靠神的话。
And one of the ways a believer can tell if they're fresh in Christ.Is they still have an attraction for this word?
我们怎么知道我们还是深深的爱神呢？就看到我们对神的话有多么有感觉有多么大的吸引力。
So if you're like that, say Amen, yes, and keep going.
如果你还是热爱神的话的话，就说 Amen， 然后继续往前。
If you don't have that hunger anymore, then I ask you to go and do business with God.
如果你已经失去了这样的饥饿感的话，我要你跪在神的面前，跟神亲自说话。
So the word is the first section. Now let's go to faith.
所以呢，话语是第一部分。下面让我们讲信心的事情。
Because the gospel is believed by faith.
因为福音是靠信心来接受的。
So when I didn't know Jesus Christ, knew nothing of the word.
所以在我认识耶稣基督之前，我一点点都不懂神的话语。
I asked the man who shared with me. I said, "How do I do this?"
所以我就问那个人跟我分享福音的人说，我怎么搞这个事情呢
？He said, "You choose by faith to believe that what I'm telling you is true."
你要凭着信心来相信我告诉你的都是真实的。
And he says it's in the Bible too, but you don't know the Bible yet.
他说这句话是在圣经里面的。不过你既然不知道圣经，你也找不到这句话。
So he just made it very simple.
他讲的也非常的简单，关于信心。
And I had then a choice.
所以我有一个选择。
Because there is no evidence except to fill the hole that's in this heart.
所以呢，其实是没有什么证据可以让我相信，但是我心里有一个空洞。
He said, "Are you willing to do that?"
他说你愿意吗
？And I thought about it.
我想了一想。
And you want people to think about it.
你要你传福音的对象自己来
想。Because they're going on your testimony.
因为他们是从你的身上的见证看到。
Or what you shared from the word, either one.
或者你是从神的话语里面跟他们分享。
And it comes down to the same question.
所以最后是同样一个问题。
Would you choose to believe?
你选择相信吗
？That he can save you from your sins.
他可以把你从你的罪恶当中救出来。
and can heal your heart.
能够治愈你的心灵。
It comes down to the same question for every human being.
其实对世上每一个人都是最后都是同样一个问题。
And I said, yeah, I want to do that.
当时我就回答说，好的，我要相信。
Now when it's in the real world, it's not like it's a dramatic thing. It was pragmatic for me.
其实这不是一个很戏剧化的事情，对我来说是非常实际的一件事情。
I tried everything.
因为我已经试过所有的事情。
Nothing worked.
没有什么事情能够救我。
And I said, yes, based on this man, what he told me, and he wasn't that close to me.
啊，这个人其实跟我也不是很熟悉，但是他告诉我的这件事情。
I said, but I knew I had a hole. I knew that what answers I had were insufficient.
他说我知道我心里有一个洞，而且我真的知道，真的知道，真的知道，我所有的努力都不足够。
That's where faith comes in, the second part.
这个时候，这个第二部分，我们的信心，就在这里出来了。
So in that first faith.That really God puts, He woos us and He puts that enough faith in us so that we will make the step.
所以神在我们的心里充满了起初的信心，让我们可以走出我们的第一步。
There's only one thing that keeps a person from doing that.
只有一件事情让我们不愿意迈出这第一步。
Only one.
只有一个问题。
I want my own way.
我要过我自己的生活。
It doesn't matter whether it's the gifts of the Holy Spirit or being born again. Anything that you do in Christ comes down to, do I want my way or do I want His?
所以在我们生命当中的每一件事情最后都是落到这样一个同样一个问题上，是我们是要做自己的事情呢，还是要做神的事情？
Do I risk it?
我们要不要冒险把自己放下？
For an unbeliever, it means that challenges my life.
对一个不信的人来说，这是要把整个的生命都要放下来。
Perhaps what I want to do now I cannot do.
我本来想做的事情，也许就不能再做了。
He might send me to some strange place.
神也许说要把我送到一个很奇怪的地方去。
Do you see it's the same question for every human being?
大家能不能看到，对每一个人都是同样的一个问题。
And that's when the person sharing, if you're the doing the sharing, you look.
所以分享的人要看。
Does the young man or young woman say, yes, I want God?
我们要看他们是不是说我要神。
That's where that faith begins in that person.
这就是信心的种子在那个人心中开始落根。
So faith, if we are to encourage one another, if it's not on the basis of faith,
所以我们如果要
it won't work.
如果我们要彼此鼓励的话，不是凭着信心的话，是不可能有成效的。
I want you to consider this. In the United States, it's popular. I think it is in China too. All the relatives get together at one time or another. Is that not true?
啊，所以不管在美国还是在中国，都有一个节期的时候，所有的亲人都到一起。
In the United States, we call it a reunion, but I've seen the Chinese do it. I've seen the Filipinos do it. I've seen Ugandans do it.
他说，不管在哪里，在美国，在中国，在菲律宾，在乌干达，都有这种就是家庭的聚会。
So everybody gets together.
每个人都到一起来。
They're supposedly encouraging each other.
他们本来是应该彼此鼓励的。
Now listen, I've been there. I belong now to a family with 8 households.And 16 grandchildren.
他说我现在呢，在菲林的那个结婚之后呢，有八个家庭，16个孙辈的小孩子们。
Not including 20 or 30 that are unattached to me but attached in the Philippines.
哦，还有二三十个没有正式的血缘关系，但是跟我们关系非常近的二三十个小朋友们。
So we get together for a reunion.
所以我们有的时候就在一起聚会。
Does it do anything?
这样的聚会能够有什么成效吗？
Does it really do anything?
这样的聚会能够产生什么样的效果呢？
Muslim families do it.
很多家庭愿意做这样的聚会。
Islamic families do it.
伊斯兰的家庭也做这样的事。
Buddhist families do it.
佛教徒也这样。
What makes it different?
那不同在哪里呢？
If it's Christian.
如果是基督徒呢？
Because faith is involved and a commitment to Christ. If we cannot encourage one another on the basis of commitment to Christ, the Word and faith, then it's of very little eternal value.
所以呢, 如果我们不是凭着神的话语, 不是凭着信心的话, 那我们的彼此的鼓励都是短暂的, 没有永久的果效。
And a lot of church makes a lot of churches make a mistake with these.
很多教会也犯同样的错误。
They get together, they have a good time.
他们有一个很快乐的聚会。
Some churches do get together and have a good time 20 or 30 times a year, almost once a week.
有很多教会几乎每一周都在一起聚会。
And you can have lots of activity.
可以做很多的活动。
But unless there's something that's said or done that draws people back to fundamental faith in Christ or the Word, then the actual encouragement, the effect on the heart, is very, very small.
但是除非我们彼此交流的时候，我们是凭着对神的信心，对神的委身，然后是落到神的话语当中来的话，我们的鼓励都是没有什么果效的。
So let's look at it. Hebrews 10th chapter.
所以我们看一看希伯来书的第十章。
Near the end.
靠近最后的时候。
Takes me a minute to find it, so everybody else has time to find it.
大家慢慢地翻。 希伯来书第十章。
Notice this, because the 11th chapter of Hebrews is called the faith chapter.
大家都知道, 希伯来书的第十一章是信心的章节。
But the divisions of the chapters were something added later.
但是这个, 圣经里面经节的, 分隔是后来加的。
So we're going to go back to the 10th chapter and verse 39.
所以我们要从第, 十章就开始, 让我们看第39节。
This is the writer's, moved by the Holy Spirit, statement.
这是, 作者在圣灵的那个感动之下写下来的。
But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and preserve our souls.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那的人, 乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
In Christ, a believer can shrink back.
就算在基督里, 我们的信徒有的时候也会退后。
Many churches have this happen.
所以很多教会有这样的问题。
You can backslide.
你可以就是往后退, 往下倒。
You can retreat.
你可以退后。
But it is not God's intention.
但那不是神的意愿。
God's intention is that we preserve our souls.
神的意愿是让我们的灵魂得救。
And you do that with faith.
你要靠信心。
That's what that statement says.
这就是这句话的意义。
Then go to chapter 11.
然后我们到第十一章。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And from there, it begins to describe person after person after person after person through history that moved by the faith of God.
所以呢，在这十一章后面呢，他们就一个人一个人一个人的列出来，在这个历史上。 凭着信心, 在神的话语当中行走的人。
But the context is so important.
但是这个背景是非常的重要。
Because most of chapter 10 says the believer can backslide because of circumstance or difficulty or just plain sin.
所以第十章是对我们的一个警告, 就是说我们信徒有各种各样的问题可以从神的话语当中退后过来。
So if we are going to encourage one another, it takes both the word and faith.
所以我们如果要能够彼此鼓励的话, 我们既要神的话语, 也要有信心。
2 Peter
在彼得后书
1:4
第一章第四节 彼得后书 第一章第四节
I skipped one, I know, but that's alright. Helps if you're in the right, Peter. By which he has granted to us precious and very great promises.
因此他又将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
So that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature.
叫我们脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world.
所以我们可以得到神的性情，来脱离世上情欲来的败坏。
That is in the world because of what? Sinful desires.
所以这个问题是我们的罪恶的愿望欲望。
Where do the promises lie?
所以神的应许在哪里呢？
Where can you find them?
怎么找到神的应许呢？在圣经里。
Hasn't changed.
从来没有改变过。
Hasn't changed from the days of old.
从起初以来就没有改变过。
There's something about believers when they come to Him, they get hungry and they go after this.
所以呢，信主的人呢，就会对神的话语特别的饥渴。
Can you feed them if one shows up at your door tomorrow?
我们教会能不能喂养这样的人呢？
You don't have to know many scriptures, but you have to know them from the heart.
你其实不是需要记住很多很多的经节，但是你要从心里来领受神的话语。
And you have to move by faith.
你要在信心当中来感动。
The assurance of things that are not seen.
这是你还没有看到的事情，你就已经很确定了。
So the exhortation to the Hebrews, which was under difficult circumstances, is still true for us.
所以希伯来书第四章节讲的各种各样的困境，也是我们所面临的。
The exhortation in 2 Peter is the same. He says, you have corruption of the world on this side, and something that draws to Christ on this side. How do you choose?
所以我们有一个选择，世上情欲而来的败坏与神圣洁的性情。我们选哪一个？
Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be effective in Christ, then we still make choices, no matter how old in Christ we are.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要记得，不管我们信主有多少年，我们每一天都在做这样的选择。
Because if the Holy Spirit moves in 2020s, like it did in the 1970s in Charlottesville, you will be very busy if you're engaged in the Lord.
所以要记住了，如果我们现在2021年的时候，圣灵在下世做同样的工作的话，就像1970年左右的时候，我们会很繁忙。
And there'll come a day when the mothers that are in the fellowship, their son or their daughter will be hungry. Can you feed them? Not with the nurturing you normally do, but with the nurturing that draws them to Jesus.
所以我们的妈妈们，你们要记得，当你们的孩子对属灵有同样的需要，就像世上的事一样的，我们能不能把神的话语喂养给他们？
Because ultimately that's the nurturing. If Christ is within us, He wants to nurture us. He wants to bring us close.
因为如果神在我们的心里面，神就是要这样来养育我们。
And we either choose to yield to Him or we do not. To the degree that you yield, you can nurture someone else.
所以我们能够养育别人能力，完全是依靠我们对神的一个顺服。
Otherwise, we're just getting together.
要不然的话，我们就跟社会上的聚会没有什么两样。
Like the reunion based on family, but not based on anything else.
如果只是家庭的聚会的话，而不是靠神的话语的话，我们的聚会没有任何的意义。
And that does not feed the soul.
那个不能够喂养他们的灵魂。
Jesus feeds the soul.
只有耶稣才能喂养他们的灵魂。
There's another scripture I won't turn to. Romans 10:17. Half of you probably quote it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
所以罗马书第四章第十七节讲到，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
The presumption.Of Jesus Christ is that we hear His voice.
所以呢，如果我们信主呢，我们就能够听到耶稣对我们讲话。
And when a new believer comes to Jesus and that hole in their heart is filled, they know. They already know. That's why they just want to be fed.
所以那些新的信徒，他们的心里那个洞，当他们听到神的话的时候，他们知道这是神喂养的话语。
Something happens and the word starts coming alive to them.And they need you, if you've known Jesus, to help them.
所以这些新的信徒，他们知道神的话语是活的，他们需要我们这些已经信主多年的人来喂养他们。
So, Is that word still alive?
所以呢，这些话语在你心里面是不是还是活的？
Or have you forgotten it?
还是你已经忘记了？
Because that new believer is going to be hungry to know.
因为那些新的信徒，他们是饥渴，愿意知道。
And the only thing that forms a scab over that desire is corruption. That's all.
什么东西能够把这样的一个欲望，这个对神的渴望能够遮住呢？就是我们的败坏。
Now that happens on a physical basis as well. There's an example.
他说，不仅是在肉体上也有这样的问题。
The father comes home. He's been working all day.
爸爸回来了，工作了一天。
He does this year after year.
他已经这样多年了。
So he comes home and his wife has made dinner.
他的太太已经做好了晚饭。
He doesn't pay attention. He knows dinner is made. He goes and changes his clothes and comes sits down to dinner.
他也没有任何的注意力，就去把衣服换了，坐在桌前。
The wife knows that she's made dinner for him and she's prepared that. And yes, he's come in the door, but no big deal. He's just come in the door.
所以呢，太太把所有东西准备好了，他也没有说什么，就从门里面进来。
And they all sit down at the table.
他们一起坐下了。
And the children sit too, and they know mom's made dinner.
孩子们也坐下，知道妈妈做。
And they know dad is home from work.
他们知道爸爸下班。
And they all eat.
他们一起吃饭。
And they go back into their rooms.
然后他们就各自回到自己的房间。
Is that family alive?
你们觉得这个家庭是活的吗？
Think about it.
仔细想一想。
Is that family alive?
这个家庭是活的吗？
Yes and no.
是还是不是？
Another father comes in the door.
另外一个爸爸从门里进来的时候。
He's thankful that the Lord has given him work to do.
他首先是感谢神给了他一个工作。
He takes notice when he comes in the door that his wife has made dinner for him.
他能够注意到他太太已经把晚饭做好了。
And he's thankful.
他谢谢他的太太。
He tells her so.
他也告诉他。
Even nestles up and gives her a kiss.
上去抱抱他的太太，亲她一下。
Says hi to the children.
跟小孩子们问候
一下。Who show him their schoolwork.
看看他们呢在校里的工作。
And he quick goes back to change.
然后他赶快进去把衣服换一下。
Then they sit down. They have fellowship with each other.
然后他们坐下来，他们就彼此有团契生活。
Two families side by side, which one has life?
这两个家庭，你们说哪个家庭是有生命的？
It's obvious, isn't it?
这是很明显的，不是吗？
One family believers that go to church.
有一个家庭是去教会的一个家庭。
They've had meetings all week.
他们一周有好多的会。
Maybe a couple of times.
也许几次。
Tonight is another meeting.
今天晚上又有一个会。
It's a little home meeting, so they get together in a home.
他们是在家里的，所以他们一起在家里聚集。
They say hi to each other.
他们彼此问候一下。
They sit down.
他们坐下来。
They read the word.
他们读神的话语。
They don't talk much to each other, just a little bit.
彼此也没有什么多话的。
No affection displayed.
也没有什么彼此的爱。
No real desire.
也没有一个彼此相爱的一个。
They go through the motions.
他们还是该做的事情都做了。
Another family.
另外一个家庭。
They open their home to new believers.
把家庭对新出信的人打开。
They prepared food.
他们准备很多食物。
They prepared for 15. The family's only four.
四个人的家庭准备了15人的食物。
In come the new believers.
进来好多新。
They're hungry.
他们很。
They all got Bibles.
他们都带着他们的圣经。
The family's excited.
家庭非常的。
The children see all the college kids come in. They're hungry.
小孩子也看到很多大学
生。College kids are hungry.
说大学生其实是非常饥饿。
They come in, they eat all the food, every last scrap.
他们吃完所有的饭，最后一粒米都吃掉了。
They begin to share together, they begin to pray, they sing together.
然后彼此分享，然后他们一起唱诗。
And they share the word for a couple hours.
他们分享神的话语。
And they all go home.
然后他们回家。
Which house is doing it right?
你们觉得哪一个家庭做的是正确的事情？
Can't you see the difference?
你们看到之间的差别吗？
Brothers and sisters, if I come to your home, which meeting do you have?
弟兄姐妹，如果到你们家里的话，是哪样一种情形呢？
If I send 4 or 5 new believers to your house, what kind of meeting do you have?
如果我送四五个那个初信的人到你那里的话，
Do you have life?
你们家里有生命吗？
Do you have faith?
你有信心吗？
Do you have the word of God?
你有神的话语吗?
Is it on fire or is it just smoldering and gone out?
啊，这是就是你是有熊熊的烈火呢，还是？
You see, it comes down to that.
你们看看，是我们的信息，我们的信仰就是这样的。
I've known Jesus since I was in my 20s, and he gets better every year.
我二十多岁的时候就已经认识主了，但是神每一年都是更加的美好。
Where are you?
你在哪里呢？
If the Holy Ghost breathes on this town, even a fraction of what happened in the 1970s, who will respond?
如果圣灵在这个城市做工的话，就像70年代，哪怕就是一点点像70年代一样的话，我们准备好了没有呢？
If we're going to nurture one another and do it properly today, we'll be ready for any new believers that come, or any persecution that causes one or the other to be hurt.
所以呢，如果我们能够掌握到神的话语的话，我们能不能准备好我们的心？特别是如果有灾难过来的话，我们能不能准备好我们的心
？Now with the word and faith comes a third part.
所以当我们有了神的话语，又有了信心之后，然后就有第三个部分
，action，
就是我们的行为。
The faith that goes to a meeting and goes home and forgets it.Does not understand that faith and action must be married.
所以我们的信心不是说去到一个那个茶间的时候是有的，到了家里就忘记了。信心跟行为是连接在一起的。
There are word churches, word-oriented churches.
所以有一些对神的话语把握很好的教会。
And they exercise a strength in the word.
所以呢，他们呢对神的话语把握得很准确。
And they know each other.
他们也彼此能够认识。
But it takes something else.
但是还需要别的东西。
It takes action.
还需要我们的行为。
And the action that motivates the Holy Spirit to work, the Lord wants to become our motivation.
所以呢，但是当我们有行为的时候，圣灵就在我们的心中动工。
What is that motivation?
我们的动机是什么呢？
Think of it. What's God's motivation?
我们想一想，神的最大的动机是什么呢？根本的动机是什么呢？
In the Psalms, it says His creation displays His loving kindness.
所以呢，在诗篇里面讲到，他的创造就表现了他的爱。
It could have all been done away with at the flood of Noah.
所以神其实是可以用那个洪水把一切都毁灭掉。
But He waits generation after generation.
他等了一代又一代。
To draw people to himself,
把人们带到他的面前来。
That he knows are still called.
他知道他还是在呼召我们。
What is his motivation?
他的动机是什么呢？
Says God is love.
神就是爱。
He doesn't just act in love; he is it.
他不是他的行为是爱，他就是爱。
So when that home opened its family and said, "Come on, college kids."Not only are we hungry, we're hungry for the word. I was a new believer. I was in that home.
所以当那个家庭开放的时候，欢迎新来的学生来的时候，我就是当中的一个。
And they fed me the word and food.
那个家庭喂养我，不仅是食物，还有神的话语。
And that year I grew fast.
所以那年我成长得很快。
But now I'm 71.
现在我71岁了。
And I'm still growing.
我还在成长。
Because these same elements have to be true.
因为神的话语还是话语和信心还是真实。
Or I'm of little use to a new believer.
如果我不是这样成长的话，我对一个新信的人毫无作用。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
让我们看看彼得后书。
We looked at one scripture.Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through sinful desire. That's in verse 5. Look at this next verse. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith. Doesn't say faith goes away. It says put it on top of this faith you already know.
说是正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤， 分外的殷勤，而且不是说你没有信心，而是有了信心，你还要加上。
Now the neat thing about this is that we have the Word of God written, and the Word of God includes the statement.
所以呢，这是已经是写在神的话语当中了。
So things get added to faith. Look where it goes. The last one is brotherly affection with love.
所以呢，这个是一个一个加上，一个一个加上，到了最后的时候是加上爱弟兄的心。
Christ's intention, his realistic intention, is that in our fellowship, the affection that we have for one another is meant to be expressed.
他是说神对我们的要求是，我们在一起的时候，我们彼此之间的相爱是表现出来的。
And when that happens, then you are safe. A new believer can come to you and not be hurt or damaged because your motivation has become like Jesus Christ. You love them.
所以，当我们的动机是爱的时候，有信的人到我们当中，他们是安全的，因为我们唯一的动机就是要爱他们。
That's his intention from the beginning.
这是神起初的动机。
It wasn't enough that the Holy Spirit said to me, "You're going to be married to Phailene."
所以刚开始的时候，神说我要跟斐琳结婚。
It wasn't enough.
刚开始，那是不够的。
Right? You have to act upon it.
你还是要做事情。
Well, I acted upon it.
所以呢，我就行动了。
And so we got married.
所以我们就结婚了。
Is that enough?
结婚就够了吗？
Remember the man that came home?
记得第一个回家的那个。
Yes, wife made dinner.
现在太太饭做好了。
Yes, kids are busy. Goes back to change.
小孩子们做事情，他管自己。
Comes in, sits it on table.
然后坐下来。
They all eat, they go away.
然后吃完饭就走了。
Is that enough?
能够够吗？
How many of you know husbands and wives? They've forgotten their first love.
你们有多少人看见过先生和太太之间忘记了他们起初的？
If they have, they've forgotten their first love with Jesus.
如果他们这样的话，他们也忘出了和耶稣的起初的爱。
Because Jesus' intention is that we have brotherly affection and that grow to love. It says so right here.
因为在这里说的是，我们都要有爱弟兄的心。
And when that happens, it says we will not be unfruitful.Don't you? We want that, I think, don't we?
他说这样呢，我们就不至于闲懒不结果子。
8:8, for if these qualities are yours and increasing,
他说你们如果充充足足的有这几样，而且一直在成长。
And it says they keep you from being ineffective.
他们就会避免让我们不至于
or unfruitful.
闲懒或者不结果子。
In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们认识了，不至于我们认识了神而没有果效。
And it also says, he who lacks these qualities is nearsighted. He can't see anymore.
他说，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎的，就看不见了。
And that's why we have dead churches.
所以这样才会有死去的教会。
That's why we have dead families.
我们也有死去的家庭。
When Christ comes alive, and this process, which is meant never to stop, continues, we shall be fruitful.
他说，当耶稣复活的时候，我们要知道，我们这个成长的过程是永远不会结束的。然后我们就会结
束。We shall be an encouragement.
所以我们呢，就要彼此鼓励。
We can't not be an encouragement if we do these things.
所以，如果我们做这些事情，我们不可能不彼此鼓励。
That's a mouthful.
讲起来还是蛮绕口的。
Faith, word, faith, action.
神的话语、信心和我们的行动。
And it's all done with the motivation that God has, which is God so.Loved that he gave.
所以这些的起初的动机就是神，因为神爱世人，他给了他。
I recall at least twice that I've given a message similar to this to the Chinese church.
他说，我记得在前面几年的时候，我这个星期起码讲了两次了已经。
It is not an accident.
这不是偶然的。
If you believe this pertains to you, then please do some business with God. If you find that this is not true,
如果我们觉得我们的教会是有这样的问题的话，我们每个人都到神的面前来。
Because if we're going to seriously encourage one another, build each other up, it has to be on these fundamentals.
如果我们是真心诚意的要彼此鼓励、彼此建立的话，那这些是最最根本的事情。
It has not changed.
这是从来没有改变过的。
It's not going to change.
永远也不会改变的。
Because it's the Lord.
因为这是神的话。
The Lord's motivation of love and relationship with us is what makes the word work.
所以神的爱就让神的话语能够有果效。
Then all we have to do is repent from the things that trip us up, and I have to do that.
所以我们要做的事情就是我们要在我们的罪行上要悔改。
And respond in faith.
我们要凭着信心来回应。
Keep the word close.
把神的话语放在我们的心上。
And then the love we have for one another will continue to grow.
然后我们彼此的相爱就会不停的成长。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。